Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Nats Town. Welcome to Nats Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports Page and FederalBaseball.com. This is Patrick Reddington from Federal Baseball. I've got Dave Nichols from the District Sports Page, Doghouse from Federal Baseball on the line after a win, a 10-5 win, error-proof 10-5 win, as I described it in our post-game. A lot of scoring.
Jinx, sir.
A lot of stuff to get into, so we'll start quickly, Dave. Bryce Harper crushed a slider from Wade Miley, RBI double off the wall in center in the first, 1-0 when Escobar, Escobar scored after walking, 2-0 on a triple by Zim. They make Miley throw 33 pitches in the first. Ian Desmond flat crushes a slider from Miley, solo home run, 3-2 in the second or third inning, whenever the heck he hit that. Third inning at that point, but they pile on after that. Nats score, go up 8-2 in the third. Knock Miley out, home run by Desmond, single by Worth, walks to Harper and Zim, a three-run double by Wilson Ramos, 6-2 in the third at that point, RBI doubles by Dan Ugla, Michael Taylor, 8-2 in the third at that point, Miley's out of there, not a great start by the left-hander, some nice offense by the Nationals, good to see them kind of build on that offense and score enough runs that the errors that they committed didn't kill them this time.
Well, as it was pointed out to me just moments ago by staff statistician at Cheryl Nichols, SC Nichols 14. The Nats have scored 16 runs in 18 innings since the Rubber Chicken Man did his thing. So all the bad juju is off the Nats. The offense is back.
Thank God.
They've got bullpen guys that can get people out. There was only one error today, which is a drastic improvement. The whole city's rallying around the Nats again. It's good to get a win in Boston.
Doghouse, nice to see the offense come out. The Nats banging balls off of a Green Monster over him in Tyler Moore's case later in the game, but the Nationals really pour it on here. Needed a win to avoid the sweep. They get one 10-5 over the Red Sox today. Nats Town can be happy for a night. Go back and start with a four-game set with the Phillies tomorrow.
Yeah, they came out and punished a struggling pitcher, which I again filled me with satisfaction. Desmond hit another one over the Green Monster, I would point out, and his banged off the billboard above it. He hit even a little farther back than Tyler Moore did. A great outpouring of offense there. Patient hitting, people drawing walks, extra base hits, singles, of course the dingers. We're seeing the whole variety of offense here tonight. And even after the struggling starter came out, the Nats hung a few more runs on the B bullpen. And that was just as satisfying because, you know, as you mentioned with your jinx about an error-proof lead, I think we were all feeling a little uncomfortable with a mere six-run cushion after the third. So to see the Nats continue to score instead of piling it all in one inning was a nice change.
Hash Brown, no such thing as jinx.
Jinx, sir.
Dave. Gio Gonzalez gave up 3 earned runs last time out in his first start of the year against the Phillies, put 3 on in his final inning of work after 6 scoreless with 2 walks and a hit-by-pitch loading the bases before he was lifted. Just lost his command after he had thrown 6 scoreless to start it there. Back in Fenway, his 5th career start in the 102-year-old park. Scoreless first, but in the second, a drop fly by Michael Taylor and E5 on Yunel Escobar leads to 2 runs, 2-2 after that. At that point, it was looking like it was going to be another one of those days. Matt Williams said 2 or 3 times yesterday that you keep on doing the ingredients right when you're making something. You're going to come out with the same dish each time. And looked early like the Nationals were going down that same road again. Michael Taylor lost one in the wind. Yunel Escobar threw one away on a pretty easy grounder to him. But looked bad at first. Ended up not being as bad as we were expecting sort of after the first couple games that they've done this scenario in.
Yeah, a little roughness there in that one inning, but I thought Gio looked pretty good today. He seemed like he was spotting his fastball pretty well. The breaking ball was nice and crisp, and he didn't have any breakdowns until that last inning. And, you know, really that's the key for Gio to avoid that meltdown inning. And it seems like whenever he does get in trouble, whenever he does have a bad outing, it happens early in the game and it gets away from him. But he lived through the clowniness behind him there in that one inning and got through it and picked up a couple K's along the way. And then, like you said, just kind of ran out of gas in that last inning. And Williams was once again a little slow lifting him, not realizing that the Gio meltdown was coming. But with the lead that they had at that point, no harm was done. And you can't say enough, and I'm sure you're going to get to it, about the exemplary bullpen that helped that he got today.
Yeah, especially the new addition we will talk about eventually. Doghouse, Gio Gonzalez ends up going, scrolls down, six innings, five runs, four earned runs, two walks, six Ks, 104 pitches, one home run allowed. That home run came in the fifth when he hung a first pitch curve up there for Hanley Ramirez. Dustin Pedroia doubled in front of Ramirez. Ramirez hits a two-run blast, 8-4 at that point. Gio Gonzalez ends up going another inning, goes back out for the sixth, puts together a nice frame, leadoff walk, ground rule double, drives in the Sox fifth run of the game, 8-5 at that point, but he gets a grounder from former teammate Sandy Leon to end the inning, end his outing there. A decent outing from Gio. Looked like he had good stuff. Gave up a few runs, but the Nats offense compensated.
Yeah, only one unearned run today, so that was a nice change. I'm hoping at some point in the future here we'll see zero unearned runs. But Gio had a decent outing. It wasn't the cleanest or the absolute crispest, but only two walks. I'll take that. Six Ks, not bad in six innings. I'm not going to expect zero walks out of Gio like I'd hope for out of Strass or Zimmerman, but despite the five runs out there, which are not ideal, this is an outing that makes me hopeful going forward. That the early poor performance out of the rotation and bad defense might be getting behind us. Knock wood, cross fingers, turn in a circle, etc.
For the sake of aesthetically pleasing baseball, let's all hope so, because they were playing some ugly baseball in these first couple games here. But after the Red Sox pull within three runs, 8-5, after they score a run on Gio in the sixth, Tyler Moore comes up, Wilson Ramos on base after singling one down. Tyler Moore puts one over the monster in left center, just clears the wall there. I know we have a little friendly wager going on here, Dave. How many more do I have to get from Tyler Moore to win this bet?
7.5.
7.5 more, he'll do it.
Yeah, good to see him put a good swing on the ball. He'd been having trouble making contact. He's still kind of an adventure there out in left field, but nice to see him get good contact. I mean, the Nets are really getting good contact up and down the lineup today. They had a lot of hits. They had a lot of solid hits. You didn't see a lot of dinks and dunks. It was home runs and doubles and triples. I think by the third inning, the Nets had already hit for the cycle as a team. So that's really good production. We saw a triple from Ryan Zimmerman, and we mentioned the home run. So it's very encouraging. But it kind of falls back to the I think it falls back to the ridiculousness of the American League and Fenway Park in general. I mean, the place is just kind of a hitting haven. It's no wonder that the Nats got healthy hitting wise. Hitting in that bandbox with that ridiculous big tall wall there that's easy to hit fly balls over top of. But a winner to the win. Offensive production is offensive production. Tyler Moore, way to go. You only need to hit 7.5 more to make me look like an idiot. So, huzzah to him.
Yeah, everyone in the lineup except you, Nell Escobar, with a hit today, Doghouse. He goes 0 for 3, but two walks, a run scored. Decent day from him, despite an error on the defensive side of the game. But whole offense kind of clicking here. And like Dave said, this park certainly helps. Ian Desmond's home run yesterday was laughable. He just kind of threw the bat on the ball and banged one off of there. But nice to see the Nats offense get going here. A lot of walks, too, now that I'm looking at it. 2, 3, 4, 5 walks, 6 walks in the game overall. Good patience at the plate. They kind of made Miley throw a lot of pitches, knocked him out early, and just good at-bats all around from the Nats and good contact when they did connect.
Yeah, and in addition to, I'll point out for Desmond, in addition to his home run today, he drew a walk. You know, we keep coming back to this. He has a good batting eye, and he can draw a walk when he wants to. It's just that he likes to swing so much, he usually doesn't bother. But that was satisfying to see good patience up and down the lineup, long at-bats, making a pitcher who is struggling work even harder. There are so many instances when we feel like the Nats will let a pitcher off the hook. Here they didn't. And even though it was a ridiculous AL T-ball emporium, as they pointed out, a win's a win, and those were some hard-hit balls and rattling around in that ridiculous pinball machine of a ballpark.
Dave, you mentioned the bullpen earlier, the guy we're talking about, and we'll get to the bad bullpen news in a minute, but the good bullpen news of the day, 30-year-old Rafael Martin makes his MLB debut, silly numbers at double and triple A last year, 1.39 ERA in 58 and a third inning. Like I mentioned, a 30-year-old right-hander just making his debut, signed out of the Mexican League in 2010 after he was working in construction, decided to get into the game. The Nationals went out there, pulled him out of the Mexican League, bring him up today. He makes his MLB debut, I can speak, strikes five batters out to end the outing, ends up throwing 38 pitches and two scoreless, gives up a hit, but those 5Ks, really big for Martin. Gio Gonzalez called him the Mexican assassin after the game, so I'm pretty sure that nickname's going to stick for him, but really great to see Rafael Martin, a great story and a great first outing, gets to make his debut in Fenway.
Yeah, you know, I can't confirm this. I had someone tell me that he's oldest player to make his major league debut in Fenway Park since 1947 or something silly like that. But, you know, congrats to him. He had a perfect outing. You know, this is a guy that's toiled in the minor leagues for the last four and a half seasons. Like you mentioned, the construction worker in the Mexican League and everything like that. It's a great story for him. Here's the thing with Rafael Martin. He's got a really nice slider. The fastball is flat. It's very hittable. You know, he's got a funky delivery, which is what makes the fastball challenging to pick up. So hopefully he gets the opportunity to that Matt Williams takes the opportunity to mix and match when he uses him, because the fastball is kind of flat. But he was picking his spots today, struck out Hanley Ramirez on a really nice fastball that he spotted. It's just a terrific major league debut for the guy.
Yeah, it's definitely my first look at him outside of some spring training innings that I've seen. Nice to see him go out there. The Red Sox announcers were talking about the same thing you just mentioned, that he's only throwing 89, 90 miles an hour at that fastball, but the Red Sox hitters seem to have a hard time picking it up. So we'll see if that's something that changes once everyone gets a book on him, gets a little more film and a look at him. But good to see him go out there and make his debut. Unfortunately, he was up in the majors today because Craig Stammen hit the DL, 15-day DL, with stiffness in his right forearm. That's something you rarely want to hear, rarely a good sign when that's the diagnosis or the problem for the guy. Throwing a lot of innings, one of the two key members of the bullpen, along with Tyler Clifford, who racked up a lot of innings in the last couple of years. Craig Stammen on the DL, 15-day DL doghouse. I assume they can kind of maybe throw Tanner Roark into that, more of an important role in the bullpen, kind of replace Craig Stammen, but you're going to be missing a serious arm there if Craig Stammen misses any more than the 15 days he's on the DL for right now.
Yeah, that could be a real big blow to the bullpen here. Stammen's versatility, and I've been a big booster of him, you know, since he was a starter. His ability to come into higher leverage situations and get outs or to go long and give you two or three innings is really valuable in the bullpen, and he's been leaned on pretty heavily, especially now you don't have Tyler Clifford, you don't have as many veteran arms out there. I think he's a real steadying presence. If the dreaded forearm tightness turns into something else, that's going to be a serious loss over the rest of the season. We can just hope that Rafael Martin kind of makes up for that. And I wasn't watching the game live today. I was following on game day, just watching those his at bats on game day. And I can tell you, it was pretty fun watching the pitch track on that, watching the way he was spotting his fastball, you know, hitting the corners, going up and down. He had a game plan for each hitter he faced, and he got them off balance. I don't know if it was the funky delivery, but he was hitting his spots, and there was a definite plan that you could follow to keep the opposing hitters off balance. It really worked out today. Let's hope he can keep that going forward as he gets a little more exposure around the leagues.
Apparently we lost Dave here, so hopefully he'll call back in the next second because I wanted to ask him this question too. But Mike Rizzo said before the game, doghouse, that they're going to try to fill the hole within from right now with Craig Stammen out of there. But Craig Stammen gone, as you mentioned, Tyler Clifford no longer part of the bullpen over in Oakland's organization now. Do they need to go out and get someone at this point, or do you think they have the arms that they can fill from within?
Well, Taylor Jordan I'm not sure he's going to be the answer. You know, we've certainly seen him, and he's a serviceable sixth or seventh starter. He can certainly give you some innings, but he doesn't replace that high leverage role that you'd really like to see. That's flexibility that Salmon gives you that I just mentioned. Maybe Trinan will be able to rise to that and fill that role, but you know, he's had his struggles so far this season. You know, maybe he'll shake it off. At this point, you know, I'm a little worried. I'm not sure that I see the arms in the organization that can replace what he brings to the bullpen, at least all in one person. Maybe you do it out of some composite of, oh, I don't know who you put together as we start building Franken reliever here, but Rizzo certainly knows a lot more than I do, and given past performance, I'm willing to trust that he knows what he's talking about and he's going to put something together.
Yeah, we'll see what they have to do going forward here, but nice debut from Martin coming up. You mentioned they have Taylor Jordan up now as well too, so see if they finally find a way to get a lefty up, bring one of the guys up too to add to the pen, so Matt Thornton's not the only one out there. But more importantly today, 10-5 win over the Red Sox. They get out of the AL park, get away from the silly DH, and go back to playing some real baseball tomorrow night. We'll talk to you after the game. Nats Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports page and federalbaseball.com. Dave, I don't know what happened to you. You're missed at the end of the show. Doghouse, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Go Nats.